Welcome to the Recruiter Startup Podcast. Today's episode has been in the making for a long time. As some of you may know, we have been in the background building a world-class L&D platform for recruitment consultants. And it's called RecWired Plus. So RecWired is our community, and out of that community, we have built our own solution. And the story behind it is today's podcast. So I have Dan Alexander, who is, in my view, the best recruitment trainer in the world. I have my wife and business partner, Charlotte, and I have our developer and project manager and tech AI guru, the man behind the scenes, Dominic McGlynn, who is helping build this solution. Currently, it's going through its second beta phase. So what that means is we have a series of companies in there pulling it apart, telling us what extra content they need, what extra features they need, telling us what they like, what they don't like. And the feedback so far is saying it's the best on the market in its current form. When we launch in January, it's going to be the ultimate solution. And it's not going to be just, okay, we've recorded a few things, we've put a few documents there. This is going to be a living, breathing thing where we will be adding new content, new courses, everything that you need to scale your recruitment company from basics up to internationalization and an event will be on there. But here's the guys behind the scene. Hope you guys enjoy.
Hi, Dan Alexander here, and this episode is brought to you by RecWired, the all-in-one go-to platform for serious recruitment professionals, owners, and founders who are looking to grow their businesses. Now, we'll actually be launching the new online platform very soon, and if you'd like to be one of the first people to get access to our state-of-the-art learning platform and vault of online resources, then get in touch with us through the link in the description of this episode.
All right, welcome to the Recruiter Startup Podcast. I'm joined today, and I'm going to call you my co-host, Dan, because you've done a few. Daniel, what's your fight name again? What did we say it was?
I don't know. We're going to go with the sledgehammer today.
The sledgehammer. Well, listen, we only have one sledgehammer here, and we know it's not you. It's my wonderful wife and first time on the podcast. How many years has this been going on, and how many times have you said, go away, no way?
Actually, that's a very good point. Your podcast has been going 4 years?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and this is my first. There you go.
Have you got a fight name yet, Charlotte? Because you started jiu-jitsu now, right?
I know. Do you know, I need to think of one. I love that Huey, our son, already has one, though. Huey, Kid Chaos Doherty. I need to get mine.
Yeah. Daddy, what do you want to be when you grow up, Huey? Cage fighter. Okay, you're five.
You sure? The thing is, that's a legitimate career choice these days, isn't it?
How great is that, eh? All right, and we have the man of mystery, the man of many talents, Mr. Dominic McGlynn.
What is happening?
Where are you today, sir?
I am actually in Donegal, in a little town called Buncrana.
My hometown. Yeah. He's in a new co-workspace across the road from where I grew up, which is a small world. So guys, today I'm going to talk about RecWired Plus. Dan, what's RecWired Plus? Come on, baby. Let me hear it.
Let me hit you with this. So RecWired Plus is the recruitment platform for founders, recruiters, and everyone in between that is serious about their craft. It's an L&D platform of world-class content. It's a content hub with everything you're going to need. And it is a social and events platform that is going to let you know everything that's happening with RecWired as it happens, when it happens, you are in the know. It's the place to be if you're a somebody or an anybody in recruitment. That is what RecWired Plus is.
Hey, that was good. You've absolutely failed at this every other time I've asked you. So, I am so proud of you right now. Like, oh, it's so good.
I can see a mini clip coming, a mini clip.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I kind of want to talk about how it came about, what it's like to build a tech product when you have no experience doing it, and probably delve into the three of you and how you work together to achieve this. I'm going to come in on my own. I'm very important as well, but just not yet. When it comes to selling this baby, the big man is in the house here. But until we get to that point, talk to me about its genesis. I can probably speak a little bit first on, you know, we set up Recwired in the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And it was me and Andy, a couple of bottles of wine, back and forth, in another WhatsApp group going, this isn't good. I could do this better. We dumped all our contacts in, and before I knew it, we were pitching to different suppliers, kind of figuring things out on the fly. It worked. Money started coming in, and we thought, oh God, we actually have a business here. And then we realized, oh God, we're quite good at selling this, but we probably could get some help with actually running it and doing what we're saying. So we brought Charlotte in. Charlotte professionalized everything. Brought in our team from the Doherty Group and was able to expand the team through the two businesses. So we got Georgiana and Raf, and now we've had new people join as well and take part. Now, we got to a point where there's only so much you can do with the supplier side of a network on a free network if you aren't fully invested in helping the companies grow, either as a non-executive director or as a trainer. Now, so for us, we were wondering what's going to happen. And I had two phone calls in the same week. I had a call from Dan. I was picking up the kids. He always calls me same time, right? He's done this for the last 3 years.
Is it Friday?
He calls me on a Friday. I'm always at a school pickup. And as our kids get older, right, the pickup time changes, but his call always comes in at this time. So I'm there. He goes, look, it's time. I've worked for you as a supplier. It's worked. I'm ready to go again. I want to do something. I don't know what it is yet, but I've loads of ideas and I have time now. I'm going to fly to Gibraltar. All right. Yeah, no problem. What are you thinking? I mean, maybe this, maybe that, maybe this, maybe that. He says, okay, that's quite a few maybes. All right, okay, let me have a think too. So then Dominic calls me. Hey, I've got a few ideas. I think I can build this. I think I can do this. I think I can do this. And I was like, okay, all right. So we get Dan over to Gibraltar. And we go fighting and drinking in that order. Do a mixed martial arts session, box ahead of each other, start wrestling, all of that good stuff.
There was some fighting that came after some drinking as well.
I was going to say, I think I just remember some wrestling later.
This is a family show. And if you want more on that episode, check the YouTube video that we did on the whole experience, which was great fun. So Dan sits there with Charlotte and they start fleshing out something, right? And they're going, okay, and they're like, right, we'll talk later. And the two of them start thinking more and more. And then we got on a phone with about five or six founders. Would you buy this? Would you buy this? Would this work? Is this a problem? Is this a problem? Walking through all this stuff. And, you know, started to formulate, okay, maybe this is the end place where we want to get to, but how do we start with something and what does that look like? And Charlotte, you can take over from here. What was the conversation you and Dan had after the first bottle of wine over tapas? Like, what walk us through what that was, because I'm always throwing mad shit at you.
Yes.
And you're like, what do you mean he's flying over here? Like, oh, I like Dan, but like, come on, he's flying over here. And what, are we going to do another business? Like, can you not just get on the phone and bill?
Honestly, yeah, you're forever throwing businesses and business ideas. But yeah, it was quite random because obviously we've known you, Dan, for years. But then when Dylan was like, oh, Dan's coming over, and he's coming over like next week, I was like, wow, okay, that's quick. But yeah, I remember we were sat in my wines in Chatham Courtyard in Gibraltar. We just had tapas and stuff. And I know, Dan, like you'd spoken about this before, we'd spoken about this before, about, you know, this desire to create this kind of training and L&D type platform. Mm. And, you know, what would it look like and how would it be? Would we go the white label route? Would we go kind of more this kind of available for the masses and then maybe a white label or whatever? And it just kind of, I suppose, kept growing and growing, the idea of it. But then as we were discussing the idea of it, what you wanted to be able to communicate from a training and performance coaching perspective, it then just became more and more obvious of how much it linked and the synergy that it had to Recwired, and Recwired and the network and the members and how it could support the founders. And I think, as Dulce said there, you know, the experience that we had had through the community by this stage, 2.5, nearly 3 years, one of the common things that members always struggled with was training, development, upskilling their team, upskilling their staff. There was a big thing, obviously, earlier this year around sales and business development, because we were coming off the back of, you know, some really, really high times where probably a lot of people came into the recruitment industry and didn't have to do it, you know, and they were just doing kind of delivery. And then we were getting a lot of, you know, I suppose founders in the groups feeling lost that they had gone through this big growth period, but effectively had no revenue generators or salespeople. So I just felt like it was just so serendipitous. It was like the alignment of kind of your objective and what you wanted to achieve, our desire to kind of help you with that, then how that played so well into the kind of network.
Mm.
And then Dom obviously was just very serendipitous coming in at that stage as well from that practical execution element.
It's interesting.
Before I bring Dom into this, just to add a bit of context, because not everybody's going to be aware of what you do for a living, Charlotte, and they're going to just think that I'm the most important person in our company. But really, we all know you're the machine, right? So Charlotte started building the Rec Direct with me after her own career in internal recruitment, and always leaned towards operations, administration, and running stuff and making things happen. And in the pandemic, we set up Rec Direct, but I also dipped my toe in advisory, and Charlotte does what Charlotte does. She came in, had a look at it, went, "You're rubbish at that. I'm taking this over." and we coached 100 founders on a mastermind program over a year and a half, 2 years, maybe. And through that process, we learned all the things that people didn't have. And most people weren't professionally trained. And if they were, they weren't trained properly. And no matter what we would show them, it would always come back to the basics and them not having it. And because we were so well-trained at Hayes and Robert Walters, for us, it was like, oh, how can you not know this? But that was the light bulb where, okay, I could try and be really clever and give all these highfalutin mastermind type things to get people's business going. But really what they need is the bread and butter of recruitment. And you've gone on and taken that advisory to the next level on like major businesses, on their tech implementation, on their operations, their marketing, their internal recruitment, whatever it is. You can go in there, analyze something, pull it apart, sit people down, bully them into work, and get on to the next and get it all done. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would say that's fair, yeah.
And as part of that process with the mastermind, we got to a point where we tried to do it on a platform. So we tried to bring it over to, what was it?
Jabby.
And it was a mitigating disaster. We couldn't get people on it. We couldn't get, like, everything we'd done well with the live groups had fallen apart in this. And it was an awful shame. And we were like, oh, but we kind of came to the end of the road of independent coaching on that framework as well. And it left me with, okay, there's two massive holes. We need a trainer. Mm-hmm. And there has to be somebody out there in technology land that can do something that we can't. And cometh the man. There he is. So, Dom, people don't know you yet, although you're going to be pretty famous when you get this off the ground.
Yeah, we will.
Dom's from my hometown, just outside it. he grew up hanging out with my younger cousin. I hang out with his older cousin. We've met over the years. When we started as digital nomads, he was kind of interested in that as well. We went off in our career, he went off in his, and he has since come into the recruitment world and started to build things, work on things, everything across the board, from a technology, marketing, automation, AI, project management, and delivery of it within all of that sphere. So, over to you, Dominic. How'd you come into this?
That's it, man. I mean, I got cut my teeth working for these sort of large institutions, you know, in central London, like Natural History Museum, House of Commons, National Gallery, these kind of things. Big, huge institutions that have millions and millions of visitors, big, hefty enterprise level platforms. And like you say, working across just every aspect of the site. So when I kind of stepped into the recruitment world, or when I got sort of roped into it, it looked like a bit of a wide open playing field in some respects, and so for some of these products. I think like for this particular product we're talking about, we had basically a blank slate. We weren't inheriting anything. You know, you talked about Kajabi, and that had a ton of limitations. What we've done is build something from the ground up, you know, based on the research that you've done. So, that's kind of what excited me and kind of pulled me into it. It's just the ability to kind of build what we wanted.
Yeah. Look, when you build any product, the first thing you do is you get the right people in the right seat. So we had that with you, Charlotte, as project manager, Dan as the training expert, and Dom as the tech wizard. And then we had Georgiana coordinating the marketing on our side on the other piece and doing the heavy lifting. And myself and Andy have had a backseat thus far, but we had studied what every other platform is out there, and we've discussed this back and forth. We've asked founders back and forth, what is the key bits that you're buying here? And the key bits was train my recruiters, give me information that I want when I want it, make it as uncomplicated as possible. Don't drag me into anything that I don't have to be in. Give me the option to learn more. Give me a free community, all of that. So in trying to structure all of this together, it sounds quite easy when you go into it, but it's been a hell of a journey trying to get it right. Now, Dan, you came in, recorded, put your heart and soul onto it. Tell me what it's like recording all your knowledge onto a thing, only to have Charlotte scream down the phone at you. What's it like?
So I came from an institution, recruitment institution, that is quite sharp, to say the least, right? So that where I'd learned, cut my teeth, the company that I joined originally was a startup that was born from that business. And, you know, part of it is you need the right information. You need that direct. You need people to tell you as it is, cut to the point, straight to it, be blunt, and just hit me with it. And actually, that's what I begged Charlotte to do. It's like, rip this to pieces, like, you know, get this to the point where it's as good as it could be. And to be fair to you, you taught me a new one, right? So, look, you know, this is good. You've never done this before, X, Y, Z, but it's great in there, but it needs, and the key word is distillation, right? You need to distill it down and like, what's the essence of the message? And you really helped us nail that, make it simple. And then, you know, ultimately we've also done the same thing again with the companies that we're working with for the, yeah, for the beta testing, you know? If we get honest feedback, the things that people are really thinking, if they're brave enough to tell us, we're brave enough to build it. Mm. And that's the only way that you can, imagine if the opposite was we worked in an echo chamber and everyone was, oh, this is so good. And like, and they weren't actually saying the things that are going to make the platform great, or the things that are making the platform great. I think one of the key values that we all hold is transparency and honesty, like, and just saying things as they are.
Some of us can be a little too transparent, a little too obvious, can't we, Charlotte?
I was going to say, I think I'm kind of known for my brutal honesty.
But that's your superpower. You know?
Yeah, it is my superpower. But you know what? I just think there's no point in chatting shit. Like, cut through it. Just get to the point. I think we've been really, really lucky. And I say lucky. You know, I don't necessarily believe in luck in itself. You make your own luck. Mm. But we've been very fortunate, that's probably a better word, with the beta groups that we've got at the moment. Because like when we were looking at the back end of last week with the beta group one, and we were looking at the total number of feedback tickets that we got, like we got 76 tickets in a week from four companies that started in the beta in the first group. Like, that's awesome. And it was such an amazing range as well of not just, you know, this is amazing and all of that stuff, which is great, and obviously you want to hear that, but real practical stuff like, you know, I like this article, but I feel like you could add this, this, and this, or, hey, I like this, but I feel like the title might be slightly off, or, you know, hey, this button isn't working, you know, real practical, helpful, impactful feedback. I've been so, so delighted with how the beta's gone so far in regards to that aspect in particular, because that is, as Dan said, if they're brave enough to tell us, we're brave enough to build it. And the whole point and purpose of this is that we build it so it is the best, the ultimate platform solution for these founders and these recruiters and everyone in between.
Dominic, dealing with difficult stakeholders is something you're brilliant at. Obviously, you've only felt Charlotte's wrath once, really, in the last 6 months. And then I had a weekend away with you, like when we were at a comedy show, and his phone was like popping off. I was like, just tell
popping
her
off in the seat.
Just tell her to go away, will you? Like he just bought a round of beers, and his phone was going. I was like, Saturday, man. Like just tell her. Like just he's like.
Just so, looked over and you're sat there just like this.
So I'm interested in this because, like, I'm going to ask you just more after twofold question. First, I want to find out more about what it's like when you have to project manage something, but have a project manager like Charlotte to deal with, and then have a subject matter expert / project manager like Georgiana to deal with as well. And you have to deliver this thing with your team while keeping these two very involved people, because it's not like it's just, hey, Dom, there's your thing. Come back to us in 6 months. Like there's a lot of stakeholders here to take care of. And you have to make sure that everything's true to Dan's vision as well. So how do you manage that?
Yeah, one word, politically safe answer is complex. Being very complex. it has been, you know, and it's been like, take a given week of ours, right? The amount of kind of meetings, sub-messages, sub-processes that we have to have in place to make sure that every stakeholder is being listened to, and we're actually acting on stuff and pushing stuff through. It's been a busy 6 months. That have, but it's been great. I mean, at this moment in time as well, we just had our midpoint calls with our first beta group yesterday, you know, so we had the first sort of qualitative interviews with them, and just at the fact that we asked them to rip it apart, and they have done in a great way. It's just so motivating. It's so motivating to get that feedback now at this point.
Because most people won't know what happens in a beta group testing process. So, what are they testing exactly? What does it look like? And like, how do you run a beta? And what are you hoping to get out of it?
Yeah, sure. So like in this beta, we've really given them all access, right? So we've given them the keys to what we have, because we really do genuinely want them to pull it apart and tell us what they actually want and what they actually need. So on every page of the platform at the moment, they've got the ability to give us feedback on pretty much any element. So we're getting stuff on the platform itself, right? Like the navigation stuff, the sort of infrastructure of it. We're getting stuff, like Charlotte said, on the individual content and even on the video lessons, you know. They're critiquing bits and bobs throughout it. At the midpoint call, what we're doing is I'm sitting down with people and actually trying to work out, okay, we've got their tickets, but ultimately, you know, how do they feel about it? Could they actually start using it tomorrow? If we gave them the keys and they actually wanted to start using it for their training, could they? And if not, why not? And what else would we need to do to let it out the door? And I think that's what I'm excited about, is because I think we've come quite close to the mark already, which is nice.
And Dominic, tell me, is it just recruiters that are using it, or are there more senior people? Or?
No, this is also what's quite interesting about the Beta Group. You know, we've had a really good split. So we've had senior director level, we've had senior recruiters, junior recruiters, and we've had ops and marketing people. So I'm so grateful for the people who've joined the Beta, because they really have brought like a cross cohort, if you will, to the Beta. And even that's been interesting to see where they go inside the platform, right? Because we've got to cater to all these personas too, right? Yeah. So, and again, version one Beta, just seeing those people as they move through the site and as they move through the platform, give us their feedback for their particular use case. It's been really cool.
What's been quite cool as well is like, and again, this was kind of orchestrated, because when we put it out to the member group about who wants to be involved in the beta and stuff like that, and then, you know, I think we had something like 25 different companies come forwards, and then we kind of whittled it down and selected it to sort of 10 that we've assigned. We very purposefully as well wanted to go like cross-discipline. So we've got multiple different disciplines. We have different sizes. So I think the smallest company size is maybe about 4 or 5. Biggest is, I think, 75. You know, so we've kind of gone like a good range across different sizes, geographically different. So, you know, we have people who are based in the US, based in Canada, you know, based in Europe, based in UK, based in Ireland. Like, we've tried to really kind of get that good spread. And at the same point as well, a mixture of contract and perm. Because I think for us, part of the whole beta identification process was, you know, not only the platform, what we've done so far and getting them to critique that, but it's also letting us know where are the gaps. So obviously the platform itself, and Dan, I know we've spoken about this a lot, like it's going to be forever evolving. So it's not like it's staying stagnant. We build it, it sits there and that's it. The whole purpose behind it is that we're forever adding new content, new value, new videos. And so part of this process has been really key to say to those groups, well, hey, look, we want to get all your thoughts on what's happening now. We also want to get all your thoughts on the stuff that you want, stuff that you need, you know, where we need gaps, where we need to add, what, you know, in the video programs, we've got an idea of what's coming next. Does that match with yours? Would you like something else? And of course, because recruitment's so diverse, trying to get that spread across contract, perm, different disciplines, different geographies, we've really tried to be, I suppose, mindful of that as well.
Mm. Talk to me a bit about the founder solutions as well, Charlotte. If I'm a founder and I know about recruitment, what can I do on it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, in the training courses in particular, it is more geared at present towards that sort of like rookie retcon, retcon senior, senior content manager. We're working up on the content there. From a founder level, if you're in any way an independent startup, or say you've had a business for a while and you want to accelerate things forwards, we do have two dedicated courses in there for that as well. If you're in more of like an established sort of business as a founder, there's a couple of different facets. You obviously have the benefit from training onboarding perspective of your own staff, but from the Content Hub, that suite of materials that we have in there in a variety of different, you know, digestible ways. So whether it's videos, articles, blogs, you know, downloadables, but we have everything from like strategic type, you know, resources available. So I want to go launch in the US. How do I do it? I want to launch in Germany. How do I do it? How do I develop a 3 to 5 year business plan? Like, you know, going into the ins and outs of EBITDA and all of that stuff. Like, we have all of this sort of stuff at a founder level to support you both sort of strategically, operationally, performance management wise, growth. But we also then have in the platform as well, a whole solutions offering in terms of our partnerships. So, you know, you want to find out the latest and best tech and you want to get discounts, you have that. If you want to find trainers like Dan, you can go find them. If you want to find a NED, we have an advisory suite in there. So, you know, hey, I want to go to the next stage. I want to get some strategic advisory and some NED support. We have NEDs that we've partnered with, you know, very big names, and we have access to them for our founders as well. We have like founder like catch-ups and meetings, you know, and things like that. There's so many aspects of the platform that are applicable at all levels. And I think that is something we really, really wanted to offer and cater to.
And Dan, do the recruiters get any access to you?
They do, funny enough, yeah. So part of the thing is, but the online learning is really great, and it makes everything repeatable, but often there are questions that where you just, there's something missing from the experience. So what what we're offering with this is when recruiters sign up, there'll be a weekly call. They can come and get live coaching there and then with their context, peers from different industries and different countries and whatnot, and but really access kind of those live calls. We did the first one today, actually, which will, again, all these things get recorded and uploaded. So if someone's like, I want to miss that, or want to, no, of course you don't want to miss it. I want to be on that, but I missed it. Then they can, right? So yeah, the short answer is yes. It's a blended approach of there's online learning, the course is rigid, it's structured, and then we've got that live piece that just fills in all the gaps. And for me, that's just like an absolute win for any recruiter.
And when you guys are doing this beta, did anything come out of it in terms of what was a common thing that people are asking for, that you could look at the product, look at where we're going and go, in 3 years' time or in 2 years' time, this is what this is going to look like?
Yeah, I definitely think so. Dom and Dan, you could probably speak to that a bit more.
Yeah,
customization.
Customization seems to be the thing. Funny enough, actually, when we were sitting, you know, I think the first version of this, we were sat in the breakfast bar. Where was that, by the way? The restaurant was awesome. What was the name of it?
Which was the breakfast? Oh, Hustle and Flow.
Yeah. Yeah, super good. So it was the funny enough, what we came to at that point was like, oh, we build a white label solution, right?
Yeah.
And then we went backwards and forwards, and actually, you guys stopped me from making all the same mistakes that you were going to make, because initially our initial conversation was, I build the platform, we look to try and partner on XYZ, but like, and then the more we thought of it was that RecWired was the platform, and that was the springboard to get this. It made complete sense. And I think we did start working towards this the complete solution. One of the biggest challenges that we'll always have, and anybody will ever have doing anything like this, is it has to be all things to all people, because recruitment is so universal across different disciplines that there are going to be, and this for me is really exciting, because it will probably plug 90% of the gap of what people are looking for. But that 10%, we can never plug as is right now. But the white label solution, eventually, once we've got this core product down, being able to put your logo on this, being able to just sprinkle it with your magic, with your company culture, with your, like, it's going to be so big. And it's genuinely exciting where this product's going to go and what it's going to do. But before we can run, we need to make sure we've got the core product down and it's mass market. And then as people want that customization, we can then go, right, okay, what does this need to look like specific to you?
Pressure now, Dom. Dom, tell me, when can I start selling this? When?
Yeah.
What's the story? When does this go live, Dom? Dom?
2024, although it's not as far away as I hoped it would be. Nah, so yeah, 2024.
So you think by mid-January?
Look, there's people on the beta call yesterday saying to me, you know, are these URLs going to change? Because I want to put them on our internal training documents and start sending them out. You know, people are wanting to start using it straight away. That's such a positive sign as it is right now. So that's what I'd like to do, to be honest, is a bit of pressure on, get selling. Because it's going to be a continual build, right? We are going to be working on this constantly. So.
And I think that is the key thing here. So it's like, I think from the beta finishes at the end of November, or actually I think it's the 1st of December is when the sort of second group finishes. And then December is really about like absorbing all of that, making kind of necessary tweaks, I suppose, that we want to make before we kind of like hard launch.
Yeah.
And then, you know, go real hard in January. But I think the biggest emphasis on this is just that constant evolution of the product. So, you know, as Dan said there, like in a couple of years time, or not even that, probably knowing us, like, you know, a year's time or something, this white label solution. But throughout the whole time, you know, there's pieces of content. And I know the marketing team, like we're already putting in objectives and metrics in place for the marketing team from a new content perspective. Like we want X pieces of new content released a week, like, you know, whether that's videos, downloadables, articles. So it's never gonna stay stagnant. It's always gonna be at the top of its game and providing, as Dan said, like the most up-to-date information for our members and applicable in all different areas.
So they, The product's going to be out, we're going to say 14th of January. We have a pre-launch offer of what exactly, Dan? Tell me about it.
The pre-launch offer?
Yeah, how much is this going for?
Okay, so have we decided this yet? Is this?
I'm deciding it right now.
Yours? Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm deciding it right now. Let's go, Dan. Tell me what you reckon.
350 is where we see great value for, and we're talking about a business where, let's say, for instance, you've got like even if it's 50, 100 staff, whatever, 350 a month for licenses within reason, unlimited licenses for your business to get access to world-class training, a world-class platform, be part of a world-class community, 350 a month. Like you can, there's not much you can buy for 350 a month spread over that amount of people, right? The value here is unbelievable, especially with that. Tell you what, the live coaching call alone is worth the money.
Yeah.
Versus here's a whole content, a back catalog that's going to train your people. Here's everything that's relevant. In the, like, it's a no-brainer. Like, let's be honest.
That price is not going to last forever. So, and we like, it is a lot. So 350 a month, that is before we launch. And I would say that's for probably the first 100 people that come onto it. And as you said, if you've got 100 people, it's still the same price at this moment. That will change, but it's a no-brainer right now. And that's what we wanted. We wanted to hear no-brainer on the price point.
It's interesting because actually people in the beta have even used those words without us in any way influencing it. So when the guys I know, because you've circled back to us, have said like, oh, you know, we were telling them going through the pricing because it is a gated content price. So we do have an in-between option, a sort of free option in between, and then the 350. But even the ones that have bigger businesses at 350, they're like, that's a no-brainer. And so when the guys, I remember, said to us afterwards, we were like, I love that they're even thinking the same as us from that point.
Yeah. If you can refer somebody, we will give you a free month. Mm-hmm. And if you're somebody who is in the recruitment supplier network and you want to resell this, we will pay you to do that as well. So we're open to every type of partnership. This is the greatest thing we've ever done. These are the three greatest people I've ever had the chance to work with. And I'm 100% confident that this is going to go somewhere.
I'm so excited.
100%.
Great.
That's us today, guys. All right. Thank you so much.